NPR's business news begins with liking the way they look. The retail company Men's Warehouse announced yesterday it was launching a bid to take over its rival Joseph A. Bank. Now, what makes the effort unusual is that just last month, Joseph A. Bank was trying to take over Men's Warehouse. The turnaround is an example of what Wall Street calls a Pac-Man defense, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In the classic 1980s video game, Pac-Man is chased around a maze by little ghosts, but when he eats a power pellet, he can suddenly turn around and devour his pursuers. James Angel, professor of finance at Georgetown University, says that's essentially what Men's Warehouse is trying to do.
The Pac-Man defense is where the target turns around and tries to buy the company that's trying to buy it.
Last month, Joseph A. Bank launched a takeover bid for Men's Warehouse. A lot of people on Wall Street think the merger makes some sense, but Men's Warehouse fought back and the bid failed. Now the tables are turned. Angel says this is all part of a kind of mating dance between companies.
What? You want to merge with me? You're not paying enough. You need to pay my shareholders more. So go away. Oh, they really did go away. Well, maybe I should buy them now.
Angel says the management of one company often resists being acquired because they might end up losing their jobs. But in this case, activist shareholders have been pressuring the two companies to merge, which means this deal is likely to take place no matter which company ends up buying the other. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.